You can't stop the rain, but at least you can buy a coat. The heavy rain coming down outside made Billy's apartment cold. Neil looked around the once furnished space, but there wasn't much there anymore. He did find a small blanket shoved between the couch cushions, however, but it didn't do much unless he locked himself in place. Neil stared at the spot where the TV once hung. He didn't miss watching it. All that was ever on was footage of the green shirts kicking down doors and busting immigrant businesses. They were searching for the tattoo that he and his brother had carved on their chest. It was the mark of the roach, and it was given to them by the exterminators who'd driven them out from their home. Even if the TV was still there, that electric kindling wouldn't do anything to keep Neil warm. He was warmer walking in the hallway, until he passed the places where the pictures used to hang. There used to be a whole row of engagement photos, which Billy and his fiancée had splurged on to celebrate their love. Now, there was just one picture left. It was the one Billy's fiancée took when they first picked Neil up from the airport. There wasn't any bit of her hand caught in the photograph, exactly the way she wanted it. Billy was at the kitchen table eating a piece of toast with no butter. It was a little warmer by the fire on the stovetop. Neil tried to thaw his fingers. It worked, but it was slow. It never got this cold back where Neil was from. At least, not before the green shirts came. He broke into tears. His buddy rushed over and wrapped around him. Neil kept apologizing for being such a burden. He said he never should have left his country. Now, they were both going to die. But Billy just shook his head at him. "I don't care. As long as I can pay the rent, and you're safe, that's all I care about." Billy grabbed Neil like a bear, and finally, things were a little warmer. But then the heat knocked out completely, and there was someone pounding on the door.